Hello, this is Pastor Jay, and this is your word of wisdom for today. Somebody's watching you. There's somebody watching you right now. I don't mean you need to look over your shoulder at this moment, but somebody's been watching how you move, how you're handling your newfound freedom in Christ. Who Christ has set free is free indeed. You're free to do anything that you want to do because you're living under grace. But let's hold up for a minute. Let's think about this. Since we're so free, we have to be concerned about others who are in bondage. We can't let our freedom and our liberty and our clear conscience be a stumbling block for someone else. As they're watching you do what you do, and sometimes you're doing the same things you used to do before you were saved, you haven't matured out of it yet, you can become a stumbling block for someone else because they're watching how you move. Yes, your conscience is clear, but you know what the Bible commands us to do with our freedom? Be responsible for it. Consider others more significant than ourselves. All things are lawful to us, but all things are not prosperous. And what that means is, I'm concerned with how you look at things that I may do, that my conscience is clear, that may keep you in bondage, especially in any behaviors that I may have that you may look at and may be stuck on, and you may be enslaved to. Yes, I can do anything I want to do, but you know what? I choose to look after you. I choose to be my brother's keeper. I choose to not put a stumbling block before you to get you to walk away from God. Sometimes we have to tell the saints, we haven't arrived yet. We're still struggling with things, but let us go through this struggle together and then let them see you walk away from some things. The strongholds that held you down, that held you back, that God has delivered you from. You need not look at them again and realize there's friends and family members looking at you to see if you're changed. If you become this new creature, not so much a religious nut. Matter of fact, not a religious nut. Absurd-darn-wrongly, not a religious nut. Not someone thumping them over the head with the Bible every day because you learned a couple of verses, but living out a life in peace. Being concerned about their welfare and their spiritual welfare, more importantly. Be willing to lift them up and explain to them your failures, but also be willing to walk in the light of God and allow those things that become a stumbling block for someone else to fall off of you because you are the one they're looking at. You're Christ's ambassador. You're his representative on earth. And I know it's hard because you still want to do what you want to do because you've grown. But being grown means that you can say, no, I don't have to follow the crowd. I don't have to do what they do. I don't feel the peer pressure. I feel the love of Christ. That's why I do anything. I'm not commanded by a certain group that I belong to do something that may cause somebody else to stumble. I look at the love and the sacrifice of Christ. And if a little sacrifice on my end to do or not to do something, to say or to say nothing, will help you come along and see the beautiful freedom that I have in Christ, then it's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth your soul that I monitor and be responsible to use my freedom in a way that glorifies God and edifies you. As you think about this, somebody's watching you. They're watching how you talk on the phone. They're watching how you act away from the saints. Your job is watching. Have you really changed? Do you participate in the gossip? Do you say things that are unbecoming of your Lord? Somebody's watching you. And upon your lips, you're going to have to answer for every idle word. Because if it didn't glorify God, then it may have pulled somebody away from God. Listening, watching, and seeing how you use your freedom. Think about this. This is Pastor Jay. Do me a favor. Like, hit the like button. Don't cost you nothing. Subscribe so you can get more of this good content. And then share it with someone. And let them know that you love them. This is Pastor Jay. Peace.